It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon. It's 11:06. I guess O is not a number, so 11:06, but it just doesn't sound the same, does it, Ed?
It really bothers you, doesn't it, when this O thing?
Well, it's 11:06, but yeah. Nobody says that.
11:06.
Yeah, it's 11:06. 11:06 Central Time here at American Family Radio. Thank you for listening wherever you may be joining us across the U.S. of A, or some of you are listening in other countries, and we appreciate you listening as well. So let me just reset the panel here. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, Wesley Wildman, Jenna Ellis, and Ray Pritchard. Ray's in Kansas City, and how's the weather in Kansas City today?
Oh, it's 75, 76 degrees, yep. Sunny,
perfect,
gorgeous day, yeah.
Just perfect. And Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now in studio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. I got a use of O for you that you'll probably agree with.
Okay.
If you're supposed to be somewhere at 11 o'clock,
yeah,
it's 11:00, because you're late.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure glad we went there.
Did you just come up with that on the fly?
On the fly.
Did you memorize that?
I am.
I hope you didn't memorize that.
Quick-witted.
On purpose.
So do you call James Bond 007?
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
That's a very good question, Jenna. Somebody needs to write a column on that, Ed.
And for your next, start your next book.
Okay. That 007. Yeah, nobody calls him 007.
Yeah.
All right.
You could be the first.
007. Just, I don't think that sells tickets to the movie.
007.
All right.
Sounds like a Mr. Bean movie.
This is Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Wesley, what is our theme for our Share-a-thon?
Our theme is Revive Us Again.
Okay.
Revive Us Again.
Were you on that committee that chose that as our theme?
I guess so. I guess you could say that in the sense about it was already approved by the time I saw it.
Right.
But, well, you know, you were on the list. We have a team.
That's right.
That picked several, I don't know, three or four ideas, and then they sent it around to leadership.
They did, and then
ignored whatever we said.
No. I jokingly say that because sometimes by the time it gets to you, everybody has said yes.
Yeah. And
so if there was any hesitation, you're like, well, everybody else has said it.
Peer pressure kicks in.
However, yes, I was on it, and yes, I 100% agree with it.
Amen. Jenna, what do you think the Bible means when it's talking about these, about Revive Us Again?
Well, I think that that Ray said it so eloquently in the last segment in terms of the history, but you know, we see through world history and church history the kind of arcs of the rise and fall of civilizations, of kings and kingdoms, and also of God's people that are more invested and understand how to exercise His truth and apply His truth in the church setting, the family, and of course the government. And Christians have persisted even in the midst of totally pagan governments. But we see when revival takes place, because God always leaves a remnant, we see that throughout Scripture, the church will never die out. But when we get revival, it's when the Spirit of the Lord is working through the church and there is a great awakening that people recognize that not only their need for a Savior, but also a need for God to bless His people. And I truly believe that we are at a turning point in our nation that the remnant will persist. I mean, we here at American Family Radio Network, why it's so important mm-hmm. that we are asking for your support is because regardless of what happens in November, we'll be here. We'll speak the truth. We'll do that boldly. Amen. We will persist even in the midst of a pagan nation if we get to the communist Marxist, which hopefully we don't. But we will persist. But I hope that we are at a point in America where the church will return to the Lord and we will have revival so that we can persist in the blessings of liberty instead of a pagan nation.
Amen. Steve?
I can't help but think of the hymn every time I hear Revive Us Again, the theme. I keep thinking I'm going to be hearing Revive Us Again. But I've been paying attention, and there has been a number of revivals of unusual strength, I should say, on college campuses. The first one that we talked about was the one in
is it Asbury?
Asbury, but in several colleges, Alabama, Ohio State, a number of college campuses have just all of a sudden taken flight with the gospel and people coming to the Lord. And I think I agree with Jenna, there's something going on.
I like to say when we're talking about these kinds of issues, back when I was pastoring, I would tell my people, I would say, when a country goes astray, and I'm talking about in the Christian age, God, generally speaking, has two ways to correct it. And I use kind of the figures of water or fire. Fire represents judgment, where God burns away a lot of the wickedness. We see consistently in the scriptures that if you wanted to say that fire of judgment is represented by the four horsemen, which we see in the Old Testament as well as the book of Revelation, and that is war, famine, sickness or pestilence, and death, okay, to get people's attention and to burn out wickedness. The other option is water, and in the book of Ezekiel, we see a vision of a river of living water that flows from the throne of God. And wherever it goes, it says dead things come to life. The book of Ezekiel also talks about kind of, now it's talking about the nation of Israel, but it's a figure, I think, or a metaphor that can apply to cultures, that if God pours out his spirit upon a land, dead things come to life, and God can send revival by sending the overwhelming power of the Holy Spirit. And if God doesn't do anything, nations just continue to decay and crumble. But if God wants to correct the error of a people, he has those options, and sometimes they can follow. One can follow the other, and you can have judgment, and then, as Ray was talking about, in Psalm 85, our theme verse, you can have reviving come after judgment.
Hmm. So, which way do you prefer?
I would prefer revival. I tend to think we're going to have to go through or continue to live under judgment simply because Americans seem to be pretty stubborn in their idolatry and their love for abortion, which can tie to our next story. So I tend to think we're going to have to go through hardship first, but I do not see God surrendering this nation to darkness. I think God will send revival eventually.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with, that was Ed Vitagliano commenting there. Wesley, Jenna, Steve, and Ray, we thank you for listening. Let's hear from one of our listeners to American Family Radio.
This is Glenda. McCrory, Arkansas. I first found American Family Radio when I could not get the regular station I listened to while I was a rural carrier for the United States Postal Service. And I was not aware of y'all's station, but I have been a listener ever since. Y'all keep us informed, keep us updated, and I certainly do appreciate it. We need y'all desperately. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's what was her name?
Glenda in Arkansas.
Yeah, Glenda. She's a mail carrier, I think she said. And you can always tell a native Arkansan because this is how they pronounce phonetically their home state.
All right, we're ready.
A-R-C-A-N-S-A-W.
Arkansas.
Listen, who's? It's gone.
And folks, the reason we ask is because Brent Creeley has the list of these folks where we have the list.
So if you just,
so we can't.
If you want to travel to the natural state, I call it. That's what there, or the land of opportunity. Arkansas is also known as that. Then you just, and you want to pretend you're from there.
Yeah.
Just say, you know, don't we live in a great state, Arkansas?
Arkansas.
See what I'm saying? Arkansas.
And with that wonderful, well, go ahead, Brent. You have something.
We have it? Okay. Listen to, who is this? Listen to Glenda. She properly pronounces her home state for those traveling through. Go ahead. Okay.
This is Glenda, McCrory, Arkansas.
South.
Right there.
Arkansas.
She's from Korea. Hey, listen.
We're just having
fun.
If
Mississippians can't pick on Arkansas,
we don't have anybody to pick on.
Vice versa.
We don't have anybody left.
That's right.
That's right. Well, we got Louisiana and Alabama.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
But, anyway,
that's not the same.
All right. I'm going to give the phone number. And
you
then,
do that.
Yeah. So, listen, folks. I'm just trying to rein things back in. You see what I have to work with here.
You think I offended Arkansans or endeared myself to them with my comments right there? Because we don't want them to stop giving donations.
Oh, well, I think folks from Arkansas, I think they can laugh
they can
at themselves
take it.
Like people from Mississippi
okay,
can.
Go ahead. All right, what are you about to do?
See, I'm from Florida now, so it was pretty.
Yeah, Florida. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. That's what I was told.
All right, it is Share-a-thon, folks.
It is, and it's spiritual.
You might not have understood what was going on here. It is Share-a-thon, 3 days here in the fall, and this is day one of Share-a-thon. Share-a-thon is today, tomorrow, and Thursday when we ask our listeners to come alongside and support this ministry. The number to call if you want to give is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can give safely and securely online at afr.net.
All right, guys, listen. I've been trying for 45 minutes to get to a story. Can we finally get to a story I want to get to?
The floor is yours. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Sharing to us.
There's a story out of Georgia from the Supreme Court that reinstated the 6 weeks abortion ban. The Supreme Court did, but the reason they had to reinstate it is because there was a county judge that, well, help us explain this.
Yeah, so what happened is that Governor Kemp had signed a 6-week abortion ban very similar to Florida.
Okay.
And there was a lawsuit, and the same Fulton County Superior Judge, by the way, who was over the Fulton County grand jury that indicted Donald Trump, it's the same judge who, in my personal view, is obviously biased against conservatives and so forth. He had said, and listen to this, this is quoted from the Breitbart piece, when talking about that 6-week abortion ban, he called it unconstitutional, siding with pro-abortion opponents to the restriction. He said that this demonstrates that liberty in Georgia includes, in its meaning, in its protections, in its bundle of rights, the power of a woman to control her own body and to decide what happens to it and in it, and to reject state interference with her health care choices. That is judicial activism,
yeah,
because obviously the Dobbs opinion of the Supreme Court rightly said that abortion is not a right, and that and left to the people and their elected representatives, which includes the state level, but also the federal level. And pro-lifers have been pushing for a federal abortion ban for years, that we can regulate when an abortion, which is defined as a medical intervention that is specifically intended to cause the death of a child, when we can regulate when and when that can occur. And obviously pro-lifers would say that an intentional abortion should never happen.
Right.
There should not be, if there are instances, my personal belief, and I think the Bible is very clear on this, when there is the health of the mother, then you have two patients and you should do everything you can. It should not be elective to say, well, we're just going to choose the mother over the baby. When there are spontaneous abortions, that's natural death. So when we talk about that life has value, and must be protected from the moment of conception all the way till natural death. Mm-hmm. Those types of ectopic pregnancies that are spontaneous abortions, those are things that is natural death because it's not an intentional intervention. So all of this to say that was immediately appealed to the Georgia State Supreme Court, which thankfully is more conservative. So they have now reinstated that 6-week ban. But this is why these 10 states that are now going outside the legislative process and have in their state constitution initiatives, the Democrats are being very savvy here, pro-choice, to say we're going to circumvent the legislature because that can be overturned. We're going to go to the state constitutions and try to cement a right to abortion in state constitutions. And with this hurricane, North Carolina, Georgia being effective, Florida now being affected, I hope that for everyone listening, find a way to vote in your states and stand up for truth, because we have to oppose all of these abortion initiatives that are unlimited. It's state-funded abortion on demand. Uh-huh. And AFA Action at afaaction.net has a great list of the amendment names in every state and that you must oppose them if you want to stand for truth in life.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Just to review real quick, synopsize. In Georgia, there's a 6-week abortion ban. It's called the heartbeat law. And the same isn't true in Florida and some other states, okay? The Supreme Court of Georgia, upheld the law a few months back, whenever it was, a year ago. I don't know when it was. True?
So this one that we're talking about was just like a couple days ago.
They had
this last one. They had another challenge.
But the first time.
The first time, yes. Yeah.
But they did the first time.
First time, yeah. So now this is the second.
And then some activist
judge in Fort County, Georgia,
decided he would take it upon himself to try to overrule the Supreme Court of his state. And that didn't work because the Supreme Court of Georgia has upheld the 6-week abortion ban, or the heartbeat law. 6 weeks means that's when the heartbeat starts. That's when the baby is protected according to the law in Georgia. So that's good news. That's good news. That's good news to report. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Next topic, Steve.
All right, let's talk about we are in a strange political time right now. I got to tell you. So strange that our vice president and the Democrat nominee for president was on The View this morning, and she actually cut a commercial for Donald Trump. Listen to cut 12.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Ooh.
What did she say? I didn't get it. Ooh. What did she say?
She basically said she took credit. She would not do anything differently than Joe Biden has done over the past three.
What's
and
she
half.
Supposed to say?
But well, she's been campaigning on a new way forward and distancing
to distance
herself.
Herself, right?
So
what does she distance herself from?
From anything Biden. The economy's in tatters, our foreign policy is a wreck. But
she wouldn't say that.
Tim, this is why you need to doom scroll more. Because if you did, you'd be totally
duly
caught.
Noted.
Yes.
I need to get back to doom scroll.
Dad, one of the dilemmas that you're running into is what we're all running into, and that's that you're pointing out the problem here is that she has for 3 years had she's had 3.5 years to do certain things that she's now saying that she wants to do.
Yeah.
But then in this interview, after the last couple of weeks that she's had, of course, at the debate and also elsewhere, she said, we're going to do things differently. Here's what we're going to do. And then when asked on The View this morning, what would you do different?
Okay.
She says nothing.
I don't want to know any more about Vice President.
Not confusing enough.
Well, I don't want to know any more about Vice President Kamala Harris's appearance on The View. Because I have taped that,
and you don't want to.
I don't need any spoiler alerts. I want to watch that tonight. In its entirety.
Your belt is going to.
I don't believe you.
I don't need you. Okay, so Kamala Harris and the ladies on The View.
Yeah,
cutting Trump ads. In my opinion, that's going to show up.
That's good television right there.
Right there.
This is a big ambition because. To Jenna's point, she has been saying new way forward, new way forward, and all the Republicans and Donald Trump's been saying,
Well, what do you talk about, New Way Forward? You were, and even Joe Biden here recently, I thought he was...
On The View also.
I think he was kind of throwing Kamala Harris up back under the bus because the talk was that she was distancing herself from Joe Biden. And he comes on and says, no, she had power and she was doing she was on board with everything we were doing.
So Biden is also this. He counter programmed her on The View. While she was on The View, he decided to hold a press conference or a meeting of some kind of a cabinet type meeting. So that was on. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle, somebody yelled a question at him like they do in those meetings. What do you think about Ron DeSantis and the hurricane and his response? You know, Kamala Harris has been saying that he's politicizing it. He's, you know, not doing anything right. Joe Biden said, Ron DeSantis is doing great. I talked to him. I gave my number. All the governors there, I have no problems with them. They are doing what they need to do for their state. So he's counter-programming her and contradicting her at the same time. I think he's a little bitter.
All right, so Jen, I'm going to ask you, since you're our kind of our guest,
and Ray's here too sometime. During
oh yeah, and then and then Ray. Yeah, so comes. Jenna and then Ray. Okay. I'll tell you what, I don't want to hurt Ray. Ray then Jenna.
Okay.
All right. So Ray, I don't know how much you've paid attention over the last several days. It looks to me like Joe Biden is bitter. That the longer this goes on, the
build
more
back bitter. That's his next program.
Well done, Tim.
Yeah. That's well a fist done. Bump right there, yeah. My man. Do you think he's regretting now being forced out of the race?
You know, that's an interesting question, just the way you put it. Do you think he's regretting not leaving the race, but being forced out of the race? I mean, we've all felt there was some kind of weekend coup that they took him out. Nancy Pelosi and the others were involved. They took Joe Biden out. And I don't think it's ever been made clear what Dr. Jill Biden had to say when all this was going down. Yes.
Wasn't she in surgery at the time?
Not that kind of doctor.
Oh, sorry.
Right. I don't know. Let me just say, yes, I think he regrets it. And what can he do now? Because he can't get back in. So, yeah, I think he does.
Well, Jenna, he seems like he's defending his own record and doesn't like the fact that Kamala seemed to be distancing herself from him. What do you think about this?
I think so, absolutely. And even in his spontaneous press conference where he came in for the first time in his entire presidency, he comes in, and this is in the middle of one of her campaign speeches. So, of course, everybody's attention is on the person who, you know, allegedly is still the president, yes. You know. And then as he's leaving, he goes out and a reporter asks, you know, hey, are you regretting, you know, something along those same line. He goes, I'm back in, and then kind of has this smile. And I think he does regret it, and I think he's frustrated with it, and he is intentionally tying her to his record because he does not want his legacy to be that we're pivoting, we need to turn the page, a new way forward.
Yeah.
And what's so fascinating, though, to me as well, while that's going on the Democrat side, over on the Republican side, you have Melania Trump, who released a book in October and is intentionally in interviews and in her video that she posted is saying how pro-choice she is.
Yeah.
And to me, I mean, we all know she doesn't want to be first lady again. And I think that is also a way to undermine Trump's campaign. So you have, you know, some of these conflicting things on both sides that are really interesting factors in October. I mean, some of these October surprises is what they call them.
Yeah. I like to stay ahead of things, and I would like to go in and get our votes right now. We talked about earlier, how we sent around the email about what the theme's going to be. So for spring Share-a-thon, I would like to consider AFR Build Back Better.
Build Back Better.
Build Back Better.
As our theme, spring Share-a-thon theme. Yeah. Theme.
Yeah. Something to consider.
Isn't there a spring of bitter in the Bible?
There may be.
Yes, it was called Mara.
Yeah.
We may have a verse for this.
I was going to say.
Yes. Yay! Wait, all right. You go ahead and send that around.
See how well that's going.
Yeah, that'll attract a lot of new people to donate.
Help us build back bitter.
Help us. Yes, a spring of bitterness, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we want to promote here at American Family Radio.
Bitter waters.
We're going to take a time out right here. It's a good thing. And we shall return momentarily with more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Executive Vice President Ed Vitagliano.
I came to AFA in 1996. Now, I have been paying attention to politics and culture since I had been in like the seventh grade. But what I discovered when I came here to AFA is what a lot of people, I think, discover when they start listening to American Family Radio or start reading the magazine, or they familiarize themselves with the content produced by AFA. I found out what a lot of those folks find out, and that is there were serious issues, even back in 1996, serious cultural trends and serious spiritual trends which were posing an existential threat to liberty in this country and our foundational principles and to the Christian faith. And so as I began to do research and read and pay closer attention to what was going on, I realized that the threat was dire and the future could be grim if Christians did not get involved. The fact that American Family Radio is a Christian ministry, we're not just a political ministry, we're not just a cultural ministry, we are a Christian ministry. So the calling for people who work here, who listen, who follow the prompts of our action alerts online, who get involved in the culture around them, this is a Christian endeavor. We care about the souls of the people around us, and we care about the soul of our nation. So yes, these kinds of things that are happening in our country can weigh on folks. But the fact that this ministry is bathed in prayer, that it is focused on the Word of God, gives great encouragement even in the midst of the battle. So we ask people to come alongside American Family Radio and, in a sense, work with us, kind of shoulder to shoulder on the battle line, loving our enemies, but also standing firm for the truth. So we depend on people supporting us financially. I always love what Brother Don always said on the air during Share-a-thon. He would say, we're not going to treat our listeners like kids. They're adults, and they understand it takes money to fund a ministry like this. But I can't think of anything more worthy of the support of Christians other than the work of the church itself. As a nonprofit organization, American Family Radio is on the front lines, and we go where no one else wants to go a lot of times, and we talk about things that nobody else wants to talk about because it's important. These things are important to discuss, and as people kind of tune in to AFR, they find out what's really happening, and we take that responsibility seriously.
Hi, this is Haywood from Kosciuszko, Mississippi. I want to thank Dr. Don Wildman for what he's done over the last 40 years. He's been a great help to all America and all of Christian. And I was an over-the-road truck driver for many years. It was family while I was away from my family, and it's that way to this day. And I certainly appreciate it, and all the staff, people they have that work there, just so fantastic and knowledgeable and helpful in every way. And may God bless them until Jesus comes and gets us.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Share-a-thon. It's a fall Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, Wesley Wildman, Jenna Ellis, Steve Jordahl, and Ray Pritchard. And so we, again, thank you for listening, and appreciate everybody who's already responded this morning to with calling in a donation or donations to American Family Radio to help us during our Share-a-thon. As we've told you, we only talk about raising money. It's like 6 days out of the year, Share-a-thon in the fall, Share-a-thon in the spring, that we spend intently stopping to say, hey, We're going to pass the offering plate now. And as always, our listeners have responded. It's a real blessing. We've had 2,100 listeners already call in and pledge. We're at $460,000 so far. That's about a tenth of where we hope to be by the end of the night on Thursday, but by the time we stop Share-a-thon. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who's already called and made a gift, a pledge to American Family Radio. Ed, do you want to tell folks how they can call and make a gift and be as generous as possible?
Absolutely. Here's the number to call, folks, for Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. The number to call, 877-616-2396.
What's that number again?
That'll take you to Share-a-thon Central, okay, which is just yards away from where we are. So those folks are ready to take your call. The number is 877-616-2396. Or you can go to afr.net. And Wesley, why don't you let our folks know we got a couple of, as we call with our grandkids, happies for those that that give certain amounts. What do we got?
These happies are better than Five Below happies, though.
Oh, yeah. Five. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
With the grandchildren. Yep. We do that with my children.
Yep.
All right. So for you who decide to give, who are led to give, one-time gift of $150 or more.
You don't have to be led to give. I'll tell you.
You just give.
Do it. You don't need to pray about this. You don't need to pray about it. You need to write a check to support our ministry because we're doing the Lord's work.
That's right.
You don't have to feel led to put gas in your car, right?
No. That's what I'm saying. Hey, I'm kidding.
Please don't write me.
Please don't write me emails.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
You're just kidding. Go ahead.
We are doing wonderful work, and we're able to do the work that we do because of your giving. And you can, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we have created a travel bag with Revive Us Again Bible verse on there that we'll send you. Or if you decide to become a Great Commission partner, which is anyone who gives a monthly gift of $30 or more, we'll send you not only the travel bag that we have designed here at our headquarters, also we will send you my dad's latest book, Because These Things Matter, which is a compilation of his cultural commentaries over the years by Tim Wildman, is his book. So those are the two items that we'll give in those two situations. And with that said, we got 23 minutes left, give or take.
Yeah.
So we want to encourage you to call in and give right now.
Yes, and Ray, I know that we talk about the reach of American Family Radio all over the country, and you share this. I ask you about every Share-a-thon to share this story, but it's a great one about you being. Were you in Korea when this happened?
I was in Korea. I was.
Tell our listeners what happened to you there.
Yeah, I was over in Korea doing some Bible teaching at the Word of Life Bible Institute, and was on my way back home and was in Seoul. It was the end of the week, and I was sort of tired. And Incheon Airport is huge. It's one of the biggest airports in all of Asia. And I was flying in one of those super-duper, I don't even know what number it is, but it's like a flying auditorium, right?
Right.
There are just hundreds and hundreds of people. And we were waiting to board, and there were probably 400 people in line, and there was a couple of guys from the U.S. there, and I didn't know them, but I was just kind of standing around, and they were making jokes about how long it was going to take, and I saw another fella standing next to me. He didn't say anything, and I didn't think anything more of it, and after a little while, the line started moving, and it was time to board the plane. So I got on the plane, and as is usually the case, I was way back in the nosebleed section, like row number 54 or 58. I mean, way back toward the back. And there's people everywhere all around me. And I'm minding my own business. And I feel somebody touch my arm. It was a fella who had been standing next to us as we were waiting to board, who hadn't said a word. He touches my arm and he says, "Are you Ray Pritchard?" You know, that's a little terrifying question.
Yeah.
When you think, uh-oh, what have I done? They finally caught up with me now in Korea. And he gave me his name, and he said, "Are you Ray Pritchard?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I thought so." Well, he said, "I've never seen your face until now, but I heard your voice on American Family Radio." And he, it turns out he was coming back from a missions trip in Thailand and was flying from Thailand to Seoul and then connecting back to, he lives up where somewhere near Fayetteville, Arkansas. And we had a great conversation. I'll tell you what, AFR is a worldwide ministry with a worldwide reach. Even in Seoul, South Korea, boarding a huge airline, you never know. Somebody may hear your voice and say, "Are you Ray Pritchard?" Yes, and he became my very good friend. It just shows you, Tim, the worldwide influence and reach of this ministry.
You know, a similar thing happened to me. We were at an event, and someone came up and they said, I've heard you on the radio. I've never seen your face, and I got to say, I'm pretty disappointed. Yeah. So that was hurtful.
I was there for that. I'm a witness. This happened multiple times.
Yes. I think you said it.
Multiple times.
Wish I hadn't seen your face.
Only a preacher would describe a big, huge airplane as an auditorium.
Yes, flying auditorium.
I guess that's right.
Hey, I got some stories that I could tell similar to Ray's, but one time I was traveling and I had to go speak like in the middle of Kansas, in the middle of nowhere,
right?
I mean, small town Kansas. This is 20 years ago or so. So I had to go in Walmart to get a cell phone charger for my car or something like that. Again, I don't know. This may have been 15 years ago. So go
so
all the way.
About your big block cell phone?
Yeah, because I didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, right. Back in your day. All right.
Yes.
Just wanted, I want the imagery correct.
Okay. It's Tom Selleck cell phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like a barbell.
Jenna could be a regular. She's getting the hang of this. Very little radio. Very little, unfortunately.
So anyway, I get the item. I think that's what it was. And walk up to the cash register at the Walmart. This was a cash register in the middle of the store. This wasn't at the front where you got like 20 registers. So I put the item up there. A gentleman, probably about a 22, 23-year-old kid to me,
yeah,
young adult,
right?
So I said, he said, we had to talk, something. So I said something, said a sentence or two, and then he looked up at me and goes, "Are you Tim Wildman?" And I go like Ray did. I'm going like, "What is this, the NSA?"
Around for the post office. Like,
what am I being busted for?
Right.
Exactly. No, but he listened. He and his parents.
We have a lot of stations in Kansas.
Yeah, but to be in the middle of, this guy's shift, and he knows just by my voice, like Ray experienced, just by my voice.
What was the situation though? Remind me, say that again. Was he a clerk?
He was a clerk. Yeah, he was a Walmart clerk.
Okay, and, I've got one for you.
Okay,
you ready?
But so he thought I was shoplifting, and I found I just said no. I'm not. Go ahead.
What? So a couple things here. One of my favorite parts about my daily job here at AFA is I build relationships with our financial supporters and our listeners, do so in a variety of different ways. I've done over 60 events in the last 10 years, met over 11 or 12,000 of our supporters face-to-face with handshakes. And so I've got tons of stories like this. But when you said Kansas, one of the ones that comes to mind is we were traveling, a group of us, doing an event in Wichita, Kansas. And it's been one of those trips that happens 1 out of 10 where nothing goes right. From the moment you get in the car, from a travel standpoint,
right.
Everything goes wrong. And it as JJ jokes and says, it took us 3 days overnight to get one place. And it's what it feels like. It feels like 3 days in one.
Could have driven it back and forth.
Right. Well, it's late on the same day that we've had 3 or 4 instances in our travel schedule. And when everything couldn't go, when we feel like nothing else could go wrong, I walk up to, it was one of the car rentals, Avis. We finally made it to Wichita, by the way.
I was on this trip.
Yeah, you were on this trip. And it was Avis or one of them, and I hand them my driver's license, okay? And remember, I forget all the details. I don't think we were scheduled to have a car there because we weren't supposed to be there, so we're trying to make things work. and I give him a license. And this kid's like 20 years old in college, just working part time late at night trying to make some cash while he's in college. I give him my ID, and he looks at it. And this is late, you know, 11 o'clock, whatever it is at night. And he goes, "Are you related to the Wildmans that run American Family Radio?" 20 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, in fact, yes. And then I, you know, gave him a little bit of background. My papa started it down while I'm all that. He goes, "Okay." He's like, "Yeah, I listen on the app every day." He's like, "Today's issues." Now, this was before I was helping host on Today's Issues or co-host. Right. And so there was a 20-year-old in Kansas, Wichita, Kansas, right, one of the rental cars. And it, all of it inspired me, but the fact of his age and that he was engaged and listening on the app was that much more inspirational for me. So I get to, but I have the privilege of hearing stories like these all the time. I've got a stack in my office. If you're watching or if you're listening, it's about a foot tall, a brown box about a foot tall, stacked with handwritten letters over the last 5 years that I've kept that we've used for different reasons and that we look at and we read in our devotion occasionally. So we're just as inspired to hear from you as you are to hear from us, and we're in this together 100%.
And
we need to be reminded.
To that point, too, I mean, with, you know, everybody in our AFR family knows, you know, all the things that I've been through over the last couple of years and, you know, and faced everything. And I was just talking upstairs to a few people here at AFA that, you know, in God's sovereignty brought me to this ministry before I had to go through all that. And to hear from so many people throughout the nation, handwritten letters and financial support, prayers, all of that, it would have been so much more difficult for me to go through all of that and stand firm for the truth and all of that without the support of the AFR family. And that told me it and the support here among the leadership and all has been amazing. But to hear from regular listeners who said in their letters, "I have been a listener for, you know, 20, 30 years, and we're so grateful that you're here. We're praying for you every day." I have several of those letters on my refrigerator at home that I keep up because they encourage and inspire me every day that it does make a difference and we're doing ministry here.
We are making a difference.
But the listeners who then in return blessed me so much, I'll always be. So thank you to everyone who wrote in during that time and who continues to pray. It's really incredible.
We've got some good supporters.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and that's part of the blessing for us here, folks. This is our fall share-a-thon today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And that's it. That's our fall share-a-thon, 3 days. And then we go back to our regular programming. But this is the time of the fall where we ask our listeners to support this ministry. As you can imagine, there is a lot of expense to running a radio network with staff and insurance on tower, all of that. It's incredibly expensive. So for our fall share-a-thon, the theme is Revive Us Again. The theme is from Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. And this is what it says: "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." That is our prayer for our nation and for the church in America. Here's the number to call if you want to give to our fall share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We ask you to call, and please be as generous as you can. If you can't get to a phone right now, or you don't like talking to people, I mean, that can happen sometimes. You can go online and give safely and securely at AFR.net. That's AFR.net.
Speaking about expenses, if we don't reach our goal, the popcorn machine's got to go.
Ooh.
So,
Todd and Copper.
I got his attention.
Yeah.
Todd and Copper. Yeah, I got Todd and Copper, and I got Dad's attention.
Oh, with the popcorn machine. Yep. Must stay.
We got to get the goal.
That's in the Bible.
That's right.
Somewhere. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. If you send a gift of, if you make a pledge of $30 or more a month, many of you already do that listening to me right now, and we appreciate it so much. Maybe you give 40 a month, 50 a month, whatever you can do, be as generous as you can. Or for a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will send you a copy of my book, which is just, it's hot off the press, literally. And it's the name of the book is Because These Things Matter, and we'll send you the book and travel bag, the AFR travel bag, which has our theme from the Share-a-thon, Revive Us again. So
now those two items are, if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, if you just give one-time gift of $150 or more, you get the bag.
Travel bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Tim. Yeah. Can I interrupt here? I want to say something about the book, because I did not know until the book came in the mail over the weekend. I didn't know you were writing a book. And, I mean, it's been a few years since you published a book. Yeah. And then this comes, which, by the way, a great picture of Tim on the front cover,
because that's worth it. Just that.
Yeah, come
just
on.
The picture.
And when you said earlier my mug is on the front. Yeah. I was for a split second, I thought you said mugshot.
Right.
And I was like, wait a second, I missed a story there. So it's just the mug and not the mugshot. So.
Well, shot of his mug.
Yeah, there you go.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I just want to say, Tim, this is a remarkable book. Because, friends, what may not be clear from what we've said is, some books that you get as a gift, you got to sit down and read them all the way through one chapter at a time. This is a collection of commentaries that Tim has written over the years, and they're fairly short. So you could start anywhere you want. But let me give you some of the names, Tim. I just picked out some of these. Battle Over Belly Button, Blur's Message. Here's another one. The Gnats Are Swarming Around Dumbo. And this one, Whiskey, A Smoke, and Some Change, A Sad Legacy for the Chairman. And here's one I think you probably worked on a long time, Tim, Finding Forgiveness on the Golf Course.
Yeah, those are some of the titles of the stories.
Yeah, and here's one, When Life Gets Complicated, Just Remember High School Geometry. And one last one, One Cheeseburger, Hold the Cheese. Folks, this is great. This is a great book. It's worth becoming a Great Commission partner just to get a copy.
Well, I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you very much. And, you know, when you I have been a writer my whole life, going back to
Used to write sports column.
High school, college. I was a sports editor at our campus newspaper. And then I started writing a monthly column for our magazine that I wrote for our local newspaper here. So I've been a writer my whole life, but you wake up and you're 61 years old and you realize I wrote all that.
Yes.
I wrote all that.
Cause that's not all you wrote. We had a part of our staff went through columns.
There's a volume two in there somewhere. Yeah. A volume two, but listen, the stories that I wrote, they're, as Ray said, they're short stories. They're 700, 1,000, 1,500 words probably at the most. So they're easy to read in a few minutes, but there's a bunch of them in this book. All right, so let me give you the phone number to call and and make a gift to American Family Radio. Get the book and the travel bag. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the phone number to call us and reach us here at American Family Radio. Or if you want to go online and make a gift, go to afr.net. Let's hear from one more of our listeners this hour.
This is James Carter in Robstown, Texas. I'm a longtime AFR listener. I have the app on my phone now. I work by myself in my truck all day long, and I the scripture that came to mind was, as iron sharpens iron, so a brother sharpens the countenance of another, and you guys sharpen me. It's great to be able to spend time with y'all all day while I'm working. I'm in and out of the truck, and you guys have some great programming and great, great people there. And y'all love the Lord, and I love the Lord, and it's great to spend time with y'all. So I hope it is encouraging to you to know that you got people like me who you touch every single day.
Amen. Thank you, brother. And Steve?
Yes, sir.
You got one more story for us?
I do. We've been hearing tales coming out of western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee, the flood zones of Hurricane Helene, about FEMA and the government response being inadequate. And we've been trying to track some of the stuff down, and I finally got a chance to talk to your friend and the ministry's friend, his name is
Gary Haven.
Gary Haven. And he talked about what he experienced there, and I want to give you a listen to this. Let's listen to cut five.
The government, FEMA, National Guard, didn't show up until about 5 days after the event. So they were missing in action, first of all. When they did show up, FEMA ordered all donations that were coming to the area to be sent to a FEMA center, and they were going to control it. I was told by the state fire marshal that it was because FEMA wanted credit for what was being sent. Mayorkas did a press event a few days ago, and he said that FEMA had no money available. And so without money, they couldn't send teams of National Guard, and they couldn't really do anything to help. So they wanted to make it look like they were doing something by confiscating things and then them choosing to hand it out.
I don't think they found any more money now that Milton is barreling down on Florida either.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if we have time to get into this or not, but yesterday, Peter Ducey, the Fox News reporter, confronted Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, about this very question of money. And he said, hey, we're spending, the Biden administration is authorizing 170-something million, or was it billion? I don't know how much. How much was it with Lebanon?
It was million. It was
Ukraine is billions.
Ukraine is billions.
So, yeah.
But I'm talking about, remember a day or two ago?
Yeah,
that Biden administration said we're sending millions of, I don't know how many. I think it was like
150 million or something.
To Lebanon.
Yeah.
Basically, to Hezbollah.
Right.
Because Hezbollah basically runs Lebanon.
157 million.
Yeah, going to send that. It's insanity right now. Israel's at war with these people, and right. I know there are some innocent Lebanese people, but I'm sorry.
They
you can't be sending
them.
Money to Lebanon because Lebanon is giving money to. That's going to go to Hezbollah, which is at war with Israel. So anyway, but where was I?
You were talking about
Peter Ducey.
Okay, Peter Ducey is saying, how can you, Biden administration, send money to Lebanon and you can't find money for the people in Western North Carolina right now?
Yeah.
Right.
Or Georgia to help with the, you're saying you're out of money for Americans, but you got money for Lebanon.
Well, fortunately, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, had an excellent.
What was her answer
for that? She left.
I know she stormed out.
She stormed out.
She walked out.
She closed her binder. And
we
she
had that sound. We'll bring it in tomorrow.
She didn't have.
Here's the sound.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Was it? That's
true. Yeah. She didn't have an answer except yeah. she always says this is her answer to everything where she doesn't have an answer. Let me be clear.
Yes.
And then she.
Let me be the opposite of what I'm.
Yeah. Let me be clear. I got nothing. And then followed by that really is, I got no answer for you, Peter.
Yeah.
But I want to be clear about that.
I want to be clear that I don't
All
have
right.
an answer.
We're out of time. We thank you for yours. And we appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Our brother Todd Herman is on the way. Is that right? Todd Herman.
I saw him around just a moment ago.
Yeah, he's on campus with us this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be jumping on the phones here in a minute.
You're going to be answering so people can call in and make a donation.
Maybe
they won't recognize your voice.
Not at all.
Say hi, Paisley.
Yeah,
Paisley.
Ask for Steve Paisley.
Looking forward to talking to y'all.
Okay, have a great afternoon.
Or if you want to avoid Steve, go to AFR.net.
That's right.
And you can donate there.
All right, stay with us, everybody.